We are learning Masechtas Shavuos Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting in middle of the Daf on Mem Zayin Amud Beis, middle of the Amud, by the two dots, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Amar Diga Halacha. We have here a story where a guy, hired workers, and he has to pay them, and he wants to pay them, but he doesn't have any cash, and he doesn't have any schayri, he has nothing to pay them, but he only has zel, so they want cash. So he tells the store, here, it tells the chemedi, give them credit in your store, give them food, give them $300 worth of groceries, and that'll be their payment, and I'll pay you back, and I'll sell you the money, I'll pay you back the money, the chemedi. And the next day, he gets a phone call from the PLM that we didn't get our wages yet. So he calls the chemedi, he says, the chemedi, you didn't give the wages? I said, well, of course I gave it yesterday. Oh, so they have a big problem over here. The chemedi wants his payment, and the PLM wants the payment. And each one's saying they got paid. What's the halacha of the Mishnah? The halacha is they each make a shvua. That says halacha. Each make a shvua. They didn't get paid yet.
And he pays twice.
Now, what's pshat in this chiyuv shvua? So the very important Ran over here. So the Ran speaks. We'll figure out outside. The Ran speaks out that the right of the poyalim really should get their money. You know why? Because you're mechayev to the poyalim. The halacha is you're masking mechayev something to the poyalim. And you say, I don't know if it got paid up. You can't prove it got paid up. You have to pay again. So back to the Pilum shouldn't need a shua. It's only at the Kana de Rabbanan they made a shua there. Lehaf is dait the Shabbat Bayis, basically. To make him feel better that definitely makes a shua. The Chemni, on the other hand, Lechair Adir, you should be potter. The Chemni, you have to prove to me you pay. Like, why should I pay? It's any day I'm schiafti, Lechair. That's the Ran asks. So Ran says that you see from here that if you memana a shliach to do something for you, and you don't say, make sure you do it in front of a proof, then you take chayv pay the guy. You take chayv. V'havi day dechi amirim dechemni in the dishma of noitam davka k'shemoyd ba'avayis shu amar lo yishitin lepayalim b'sel amayis. You have to be masking that you made a mishliach. Once you made a mishliach, then you're a little bit stuck, and that is why he can make a shua and take it. So halacha is they both make a shua. Now the Mishnah says, Benana says you can't do that. You're setting up a shua sheker. One of them is lying. One of them is lying. So the banana says they each take without a shua. That's what banana says. They each take without a shua. Again, like we just said, went through the svaras here. There are some svaras here that they each could take without a shua, but etzem. Because, like we said, the pilum, you agree to you owe the pilum money, you have to prove it. The chemini also, you made a mishliach, so you could take without a shua. That's a lacha of bananas. But Tanakam is both make a shua. So let's see the Gemara. Tanya, the Brisa, Amar Rebbe, Toirach shua zulama. And the way Rashi learns the question, Toirach Shua Zulama, is why are you doing that? Why are you making one of them making a Shua Shah? One of them making a false Shua? But we're not sure what he holds. So what is he trying to say? That should both of them take away a Shua, like bananas? Or the Chemveni should lose the Shua's Pilot? We're not sure what he means exactly. But this question is, why should they both make a Shua? Amler Rabchia, so Rabchia tells Rabbi, you know, Tanina, you yourself, who made the Mishnah, wrote in the Mishnah that there is a Shua. What are you asking? Tanina, Shneim Nishbam and Eitlam, about bias. So that's what Rechia tells back to Rabbi. Now, Kibbalim Nei, or like Kibbalim Nei? Well, did Rabbi agree? Did Rabbi agree to what Rechia said back to him, or not? So Toshima, Tanina the Braisa. Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi says, Halacha Lamaisa, Payalim Nishbam Lechemini. Sounds like the Payal swears to the Chemini that I got money, and then that I didn't get money, and then he collects from the Baal Abbas, and the Chemini is stuck. That's what it sounds like. So it sounds like Rebbe holds a new shita that the Pilum make a Shua and they take, and the Chemini does not take. So it sounds like Hitaka was not Makabal for Rav Chia. Vim Isa le Baal Abayis Baile, if he was Makabal Rav Chia, said they both make a Shua. Who do they make a Shua to? They make a Shua to the Baal Abayis. That the Pilum says, I didn't get it. The Chemini says, I got it. And the guy pays twice. The Chemini said, I paid it. And the Baal Bayis pays twice. The Misal, Baal Bayis, the Baal Bayis. Amarava, no. Yikatayna, Betzem, it's like our Mishnah. The each Nishbav and Eitlam. The Pile swears to the Baal Bayis that he paid, that he didn't get paid and he wants to get paid. And the Chemini swears to the Baal Bayis that he paid and he wants to get paid. Aye, what's Loshin that says, Pile and Nishbav and the Baal Bayis? Means Pilum, it wasn't mean Pilum is from the Chemini. What does that mean? Pilum is from Babai's been my mid Chemini. The Chemini has to be standing there. So he should be embarrassed. If he really took the money, he'll be embarrassed to swear to the Babai's in front of the Chemini that I didn't get any money. That's what it means, Shvuah to the Chevni. If I don't Shvuah to the Chevni directly, Shvuah to the Baal Bayis. But he has to be there in order to make a little pressure on you not to lie. So Akapanim, we say it's not a right. We don't know what Rebbe holds really. We're not sure what Rebbe holds. Now I'm going to go into a different Indian because this Indian has a little bit of a connection to our Mishnah. Itma, famous Gemara. Itma. Shnei kite eidim amchish zu. Two eidim came into Beis Din. One said they saw Reuven kill Shimon, and one says, I saw Reuven not killing Shimon. It was clearly you're lying. We have two eidim that are being machish each other. Now one of these eidim are for sure lying. So lach is the case, you just throw out the din. But the maisa, we had two eidim who walked in and were contradicting each other. So in such a case, one of them is apostle eidus. One of them lied under oath. They're apostle eidus. So one of them are apostle eidus, so then they can't say it in other places. We're not sure which one's apostle. So Rav Huna, Zubav Fneatzma Yidav, Zubav Fneatzma Yidav. They each could say eidus themselves, other places, each group. Why? Because you have a cheskas kashrus. Even though it's a suffix, which one? Cheskas kashrus. Rashi speaks out very importantly that one aid from each group comes together. It's not a good aidus. One of them is possible. But each by themselves have a cheskas kashrus. What's a chistol? Chistol, I'm a behadi sadish akulamli. You don't deal with aidim that are lying. And therefore, they both cannot say aidus other places. I can ask me, cheskas kashrus. It's a good tie in a cheskas kashrus. Zot Rachon Basaman in Mesechus Bar Basra, he says that b'mokoim, that the Cheskas Kashrus it creates a Tarta the Sasri, then you don't go with the Cheskas Kashrus. Here, the both Cheskas Kashrus are steerers. Because if they're both kosher, it can't be. They're both one of them lying. So when the Cheskas Kashrus creates a steera, so then there's no Cheskas Kashrus, and the one of them are lying. So now the Gemara is going to go through four different cases. What will be the halacha l'fidus machlokes? So let's say you have a case, Shnei Malvim, Shnei Lovim, Shnei Shtaris. There are two sets of shtaras, two malva v'loivas, and each star has one of these sets of edim. So, hainu pluktai, that's the classic machlokes. According to Rav Huna, each star will be kosher, because ches is kashers. And Rav Chista says, no, each one will be possible. So, shnei malvim, shnei lovim, shnei shtaras, hainu pluktai. What about there's two shtaras, but only one malva v'loiva? It means Reuven against Shimon, Reuven's walking with two shtaras. One star has cat, you know, pier one of Adam, and the other one is the other star is the second pier. And I walk into the Shimon with two stars. You owe me 1,000 and 1,500. Here, the loiva could say, I know one of them is false. We know, I'm arguing on both of them. I disagree with both stars, let's say. You know, but I'm saying, and we know he's right. One of them for sure is false. So what's the luck over here? So here, obviously, according to Rav Chista, you collect nothing. But even if Rav Huna, we mask him, you only collect one of them. No, actually, not true. L'kuli Alma here, you collect one of them. Here, L'kuli Alma, you use one of them. One star. One star for sure is kosher. We don't know which one. One star for sure is kosher. L'kuli Alma, one star is kosher. Malva v'lev shesh doris, yad ba'al star l'tayna, L'kuli Alma, one star is kosher, but the lower one. Because the higher one, he could say that that's the one that's possible. So the lower one, for sure, that much money chayv because bechlal masayim ana. It's bechlal even if the other one's the one that's kosher. This is bechlal that. So for sure chayv the lower amount. That's case number two. Case number three. Shnei malvin, two malvin, two banks. Veloy ve'echod v'shnei stars, two stars. So here's a case where, of course, according to here's a case shnei malvin veloy ve'echod v'shnei stars. Hainu mastisim. Here, you're walking in with the two havas and the two malvas and two havas and one loiva. Here, according to Rav Huna, you have to pay both of them. Even though we know for sure that one of them is sheker, but we can't be mafsi each one because each one Beis Din goes through separately and each one has a chazaka. And he says it's like our Mishnah. And just like in our Mishnah, we know the Baal HaBayis is paying twice for sure, right? He's paying the Poel and the Chemini. He's paying double. But we don't know which one is the right one. Therefore, we have to pay both of them. Here also, according to Rav Huna, not Rav Chista, according to Rav Huna, that holds that this Cheses Kashrus, you're going to pay, Mamar of Shach, you're going to pay each star. Because each star by itself has a Chazaka. Of course, for Rav Chista, not. But according to Rav Huna, yes. Now, the last case, we're not sure about. What about Beis Lovin or Malva Echad, v'shnei shtaris? My. if the Malva walks in with these two Shtaris, but there's two Lovin. So here, again, Rav Chisda lo yambayi is an shayla, because there it's possible. It's not worse than two Loivas and two Malvas, that's possible. But here, Beis Lovin and Malva Echad, what do you say according to Rav Huna? Do you say the Ches is kashish or not? So Rashi explains, my Omar Rav Huna Bezeh, this is one fellow bringing it in front of us. We don't work with him. The Manav Shach, Beshtar Apostle of Nenu. He's coming with a Shtar Apostle. And each guy says, each Loiva says, that Shtar you're holding is Apostle. And we know for sure he's holding Apostle Shtar. In this case, the Teveh is for sure holding Apostle Shtar. So do you say that you look at the Malv, you say, you know, I know you're holding Apostle Shtar, and that's mine, I'm not paying you. Or, since that he's coming on two lovin together, he might see. So here each loiva is separate. On each loiva, I have a cheses kashrus. So it's not like this. Who do you look at, the malva or the loiva? You look at the loiva as two loivas. So each one has kashrus. Look at the malva; he's coming with a four star. The more it comes out, take you. So that's the halacha of Rav Chisda Rav Huna. He wants to have a kasha on one of the mandi amrim. Masiv Rav Huna bar Yehuda. It says in a Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Echadoyim of a goyva gimel. Talking about here on top of Meches Vav. Talking about here Kiddush Achodesh. That they saw the moon, they want to make Rosh Chodesh. So they have two Edom come, two Edom. One Ed says he saw that the height of the moon was like two Mardois. It looks like two stacks of plows. Echadoyim of a goyva beis Mardois. But Echadoyim of a shalosh three Mardois. Since it's not exact science, Edusa Kayemes. It's not called a stira. They mean the same thing. But Echadoyim of a gimel of Echadoyim. Hey, one says it was three Mardois. One says five Mardois. Batla, the Edusa and Batla, the Edus is Batla. And still, Mustafa and Ezekiris, they still can be Mustafa to different Edus. Lachaira, Lefi Rav Chisda, one of them is a Shul Apostle. So it's a Kasha Rav Chisda. Mustafa and Ezekiris sounds like Rav Huna. It's a Kasha Rav Chisda. Sounds like you have a Chesed Kashas. My love, the Edus moment, even Edus moment. Hamarava, no. You know what it means? It doesn't mean that. It means something else. It means, Huve Echo Mustafa is a Cheris Rosh Chodesh. It means if another Ed comes and says, it was five Mardais, this aid can be starved, this one aid can be starved with him. Why? Because Megal Afrei, he's not the lawyer. Because another aid says like him. Who ve'echam starved is a cheres or a chushchardish? Tavlu tre ve'chad ve'invarsh echam akam shnayim. We don't believe the echam akam shnayim, and therefore it's Megal Afrei, he's the one not saying a lie. But avad the fear of chista, if you have two against two, one of them is possible. Here it's different. Here it's Megal Afrei, it's one's kosher, and therefore there's no problem of being a lawyer. At Khan, the Gemara of Chisda Rav Huna, which you brought in because you wanted to say it's similar to our Mishnah, but Chemini and the Poel, that's what we brought in. That was one of the minas, and that's the Gemara's answering the Kashmir Rosh Chayesh, not Shver. It means the case was Megalim Afreya, that he's the one who's saying the truth.